Very tired watching them defend. I feel for them, my boys. They're just defending all night, but they come up with an effort, and you know it was enough. And a few really special plays as well. But we've got to be better than that with the ball. We did it the hard way, and you give a team like Leeds that much ball, most of the time they're going to beat you. Yeah. You have to come up with a super effort defensively. Fortunately, we did that.
Ben Curry last season was outstanding and started tonight just as he finished last season.
Oh, man. I don't often get excited on sidelines. I keep myself together. I got so excited when he picked up Callum Watkins, who's a big man down here, and he just threw him over the sideline. You know, when it was almost last chance saloon. But the other big play that he come up with was on Rob Burrow, yeah, and rounding him out. Rob, you know, on most other days would have scored that against most other players, I suppose. But Curry just showed his speed and rounded him up and saved the game for us on that. He came up with some enormous plays. But I thought his other centre partner, Reece Evans, saved us on a number of occasions in the first half. Come up with a big defensive display as well.
We like to talk at this time of year about new signings and who's going to make an impact. Does Chris Sandow feel like a new signing? Because he didn't make an impact last year, has he? But a really good, solid game tonight. And do you feel you've got a new player this year as opposed to what you had last year?
He's a totally different player. He came to us as a shell of a bloke. He was, you know, he'd been hauled over the coals in his previous club and through the media. And we got a bloke who was, you know, shattered in himself and threw him into a half a dozen games. We knew we weren't going to get him at his very best last year. And also, we weren't a team that was on the front foot either. And Chrissy needs and likes to play behind a team on the front foot. He can rip teams apart then. If you're on the back foot, makes it hard for a little bloke like him to do it, you know. But I was still happy with what he did last year, aside from, you know, one or two things. Yeah. I thought he tried his socks off, but he's totally different at the moment. Yeah, and he's stronger, he's fitter and faster, and most of all, he's happy.
You never mentioned that you'd sign a heat-seeking missile in the off-season, but Benjamin Julien comes on, and wow, what an impact he made.
Yeah, I put that one down to Rich Agar. Rich Agar had him and spotted him with the French team and had him in the French squad. He's a goer. The boys love him. He sits some of his fellow teammates on their backside in training. He's a good hitter, and he's just a good, strong, young player, full of enthusiasm. He's always first in training, and he's, you know, he throws his socks off, and he earned his right there tonight. But yeah, we'll see more of Benjamin throughout the year.
Yep. Just a little off topic, but a big news story this week, and really interested in your views on this. Wayne Bennett appointed as the New England coach. You've been there, done that, as an Australian, albeit having been in England at the time, appointed as the head of the country. What did you make of that Wayne Bennett appointment?
Oh, I can understand it. You know, he's top of the tree in terms of coaching experience and being there, done that. Well, there isn't much that he hasn't done. So I can understand it being a big name signing. He's certainly going to need some help over here, you know, to know all those players that are out here playing exceptionally well. Throughout the year, I know he's going to be able to keep an eye on the English boys in Australia, but keeping an eye on these boys from week to week, because there's some very good rugby league players in this country, he's going to need somebody who's, you know, switched on to it. I can understand why they've done it to some degree. I think it's tough to coach a national team from the other side of the world, but there's arguments to that as well. But we've just got to get behind him, and whoever they had have chosen, you just get behind him and do what you can with him. And, he'll certainly get our support at our club. And hopefully I'll have a heap of players who are qualifying and in that sort of form for him to use. But, I just wish them all well. But, I think they went after their man and they eventually got him.